Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Work doesn't feel like work when you have a great soundtrack. Turn us on when you get to work and get 10 songs in a row every hour on Star 94.1.
All right, Confess Your Crush, Jen Hobby's favorite segment on the show. And we are about to say hello to a gentleman named Drew, who would like to confess his crush to someone he has known for about 24 months. Drew, welcome to the show. How are you? And are you ready to confess your crush?
Yeah, so I'm a little bit nervous because I've had this crush for like 2 years now. And I just never felt right to tell her. So I'm hoping that you guys can kind of help me out.
That's what we are here for.
2 years. Woo. And it's still going strong, hot and heavy, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, every time I see her, it's like butterflies, and, like, I get excited, and I just turn into a bundle of nerves. I want to say it's adorable.
So why have you taken no action in 24 months?
So, all right, so it's a long but also a short story, right? So the girl's name is Madison, right? Quite a, you know, great name.
Okay.
Madison. And she cuts my hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like the only time I ever see her is when I'm getting my hair cut. So I'll see her like every 3 or 4 weeks, whatever, to get my hair done. And like, she'll be there. And then I guess I don't feel that terribly confident because I'm wearing one of those like stupid black smock things, right? Like,
yeah. Not the hottest.
You know, like
look.
No one looks good. Yeah. So I don't feel like super confident when I'm in there. And then also, like, if I asked her out, you know, because like she's cut my hair, we're making small talk, and we're surrounded by other hairdressers. And then, like, we walk up to the front, and she says goodbye. And then, like, I don't want to ask her out in front of the cashier. You know, I'm just like, I don't know. It makes me like nervous and embarrassed because I really like going there to get my hair cut. So, what if like she says no and I never get to go back? I got to find another like stylist or like another like shop to go to. So,
right.
You don't want to have to find a new salon.
Yeah.
That's a pain. Yeah. Nobody does it quite right. I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah. I'm kind of particular with how I get my hair cut, and she does it just perfect. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to ruin that. But at the same time, I can't keep going there and like not doing something.
So Drew, when we call her and tell her someone has a crush on her and explain what that crush is all about, can you tell us what to say? Like, what is it about her that you really like?
Oh man. So there's a couple things, right? So when I first started going there, I was seeing somebody. And then, you know, that kind of ended within a couple months, after seeing her, you know, just cause the relationship's end, it wasn't anything to do with her, but that crush I had with her was kind of immediate, but then it got reinforced when she was like talking me through it. So she's like, oh, you're such a good looking guy. You should go out more. You should do this. And then every time I see her, she's always like, have you been working out? You know, are you changing how you're dressed? Like, she's just full of compliments.
Okay.
And that's awesome. And then I don't want to sound, I'll just say, she has really, really nice hands. You know, like, I noticed it, like, she's cutting my hair, and I can just, like, feel her fingers on my scalp, especially when she gives me, like, a scalp massage, you know, like, with the shampoo and everything at the end of the haircut.
Hey, do not anybody laugh at the value of a good scalp massage.
That's true.
Right?
You can tell she has strong hands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, really long fingers. Like, it's just, I don't know. And I've never been attracted to hands before, right? Like, that's not who I am. But when I see her, like, I'm just like, oh, man.
All right.
Those hands.
What could we say about her when we're talking to her that sounds less creepy than he has noticed your long, strong fingers.
I mean, you guys asked, right? This is a safe space. I'm just being honest. You know, like her eyes are always like really pretty. She's got these really pretty blue eyes.
So okay.
Anything?
I think like, you could say that.
Personality-wise, like, what is it about her personality?
We both laugh at puns.
Okay.
Right? So, like, if she'll make a joke about, like, you know, a comb or a hair. Or, like, I remember, like, I don't know, maybe, like, a year ago, there was, like, she had a pet bunny. And I was like, oh, I hope he doesn't have a bad hair day. And, like, she laughed.
Oh, that's such a dad
and
joke.
I was like, it's so funny, right? Because, like, I love puns and she loves puns. So, like, I just, you know, that's enough to start.
They're so punny.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so I'm going to go with sense of humor.
Oh, my God. That's your wedding hashtag. They're so punny.
Oh, dude.
You can't get them married yet. He hasn't even told her he has a crush on her yet.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, so we've got a few compliments to tell her. Anything else that you want us to say?
Because do you know that she's single? Have we asked that question yet?
Good
do you
question.
Know if she's single or in a relationship?
I'm pretty sure she's single because we talk about that stuff, right? Like, you know, sometimes she'll be like, oh, I went on this bad date. And, you know, secretly I'm like, yes, it was a bad date. But she never like goes on if there's a good date. And,
dude, that's your opening. Come on. I don't even have any game. And that is a wide open goal.
Yep.
I went on a bad date. Well, when you're ready to upgrade your dating game, call me. Boom. You got my number in the appointment book. Boom. I never have a bad hair day. Boom.
Oh, man. I never really thought about that.
I'm feeling this one, y'all.
Okay.
I feel good about this.
I know.
You got a good voice,
she's
Drew.
Single. She's been talking about bad dates.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Drew, we'll take a couple minutes here and see if she is available to come on the radio with us. And at that point, we'll tell her all the nice things you said about her without telling her who you are. And then she gets to decide whether or not you are allowed to confess your crush to her.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right, give us 3 minutes to get her permission to put her on the radio, and we'll come right back with you. Okay, Drew?
Okay.
All right, this is Confess Your Crush, the brainchild of the Jeff and Jen Show's love cheerleader, Jen Hobby.
I'm feeling good about this one.
Me too.
I'm feeling good about Madison.
Me too. And he's all amped up too. He's like, woo. He's getting himself ready.
continues in 3 minutes on Star 94.1. She just wants to
be. Surely you've burned a little gas sitting in traffic today. How about you get it paid back? Listen and win your share of Jeff and Jen's $100,000 birthday box. Next at 8:20 on Star 94.1.
Drew is ready for us to confess his crush, and I'm really excited about this.
I
have a good feeling about it.
Kelly and Jen are both feeling strongly that this is going to go swimmingly for you, Drew.
Okay.
If love was a democracy, 2 votes for you and Madison.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold now, and you'll be able to hear our conversation with Madison, and you don't come back on to talk to us or her until she says whether or not she wants to know who you are, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to throw you on hold and call Madison.
Hey, Madison, it's Jen and Jeff and Kelly from the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you guys?
We are good. We're so excited to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, me too.
You're like, what is happening? So, Madison, here's the deal. Somebody has a crush on you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
A pretty big crush. This somebody thinks that you're super kind and loves your smile, thinks that you have beautiful eyes and a fabulous sense of humor. And
thinks that your hair smells like the mane of a freshly washed unicorn.
That might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but...
Okay.
Did he say that or no? I don't remember.
We're going to just let that one go because I think he might have said that or maybe wanted to have said that.
And it seems like this crush has been happening for a little while here. So we just want to tell you somebody has a crush on you and we wanted to find out if you are open to any crushes or sort of where you are in your relationship status right now.
I am very single right now.
Yes, girl.
Very exciting for me.
So are you open to finding out who your crush might be?
Absolutely.
Okay, but first off, do you have a guess of who it might be?
God. Kelly.
You have to do this.
Hold on a second, Madison. Before you answer that, is this the only reason that you come in studio for this segment?
Yes.
Is to ask this question?
Yes. I just like to know if they know who it is.
I mean, we didn't give her a ton of detail. I mean, this crush, now that we know you want to know, this crush has had a crush on you for 2 years?
Yeah.
A couple of years now.
Y'all see each other probably like every month or two, I think.
Huh. Really? And you guys laugh at some of the same things. He loves your sense of humor. So if we're going to make her guess, is there anything else that we're leaving out?
Oh, he said you have really good hands. He really likes your hands.
Oh, God, Kelly. And
okay.
And he saw you. He saw you fart once, and a rainbow came out.
Right. Okay. Yes. I think maybe it's this guy Aaron, who's like a friend of a friend.
So, do you like Aaron?
I mean, he's cute. I wouldn't be mad if he was my crush.
Anybody else on your radar at all in your world?
I'm trying to think who it could be. Okay, maybe this guy Mike, who is a friend of my cousin.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Come on, you guys. This is torture on so many levels.
I have no idea. For 2 years? That's so...
Raven?
I don't...
Jeff.
I don't know.
All right, so your vote, your first thought is Aaron, who is a friend of a friend, and your second thought is Mike, who knows one of your cousins.
Yes.
Okay.
It's neither of them.
Well, you're going to find out because, yes, you do want to know, right?
Yeah. No, I definitely want to know.
All right. Well, we're going to throw you on hold. We're going to confirm a couple things with your crush, and then we'll come back here in 3 minutes. And
he will tell you who he is.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Hang on the line, okay, Madison?
Okay.
All right, we come right back, and our secret admirer, what do you call him, the crush?
Crusher.
The crusher confesses to the crush E. Madison live on the radio right after this. Star 94.1.
Driving in. Suddenly a lot less congested. 60 minutes nonstop with Jeff and Jen, Solid 60. Right now on Star 94.1.
All right, if you are just joining us this morning, we are about to reveal to Madison who has had a crush on her for the past 2 years. Madison just told us that she thinks it might be a guy named Aaron, who is a friend of a friend, or it would be a gentleman named Mike, who is a friend of one of her cousins.
Madison confirmed for us she is single and definitely wants to know who's got a crush on her.
So we are going to connect her secret admirer with her at this time, and then it's all on him to reveal who has a crush on her because she is great sense of humor and beautiful blue eyes and strong hands. And for 2 years, he has been pining after her. Madison, are you ready to meet your crush?
Yes.
Okay, let's pick him up.
Secret admirer, the floor is yours. It is time for you to confess your crush.
Hi, Madison.
Hi.
Hey, so this is Drew. I'm like your favorite customer. You always are super happy to see you when I come in. It's me. It's Drew.
Oh my gosh.
I've had a crush on you for ever since you started cutting my hair like 2 years ago. It's just been here, and I've just been trying to like work up the courage to talk to you, but it never seems like the right time. So I figured, why not just do this? Go big, right?
Yeah.
So wow. Good news, right? This is good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
So Madison, you've got that higher pitch in your voice, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh, I'm just so surprised.
In a good way?
Yeah, totally. I was not even expecting that.
I know, because no. You picked Aaron or Mike.
Right.
But it's Drew.
So, Drew, what's your
it's
what's your follow up, dude? Come on.
Well, now you know, right? So like now next time I come in there, maybe we could, you know, maybe you could step outside the building and I could, you know, ask you out in person.
There
we can go get a drink or something.
There you go.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you'll have to ask me in person.
Yeah, because like, I don't want to do it now just because, you know, it's not, I don't know, it's not romantic enough.
Right.
Yeah. Well, on the loading dock of a hair salon, it's much more romantic.
Mm-hmm. Wait, when are you coming in next?
I think Thursday or, you know, next week sometime.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm off next Thursday and Friday, so...
So you guys should set up a date right now.
I don't know about that.
How about if I just leave a note with whoever your replacement hair cutter is, and then like,
or
you can get back to me,
or you could go in on Wednesday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I could rearrange some stuff like that. I'll just come in and get my hair cut, and then you and I can talk about it.
Yeah, you should just call the salon and, because I'm going to be gone those 2 days. So, yeah, I would just give them a call and let them know that you wanted to switch it around.
Cool, yeah. No, I'll totally do that. And then we can talk and then, you know, we can hook something up and, like, you know, get out there and grab a date and just see what happens.
Totally.
Awesome, you guys.
Cool. Yeah, this is great. I'm so glad I did this. This sounds great.
Sweet.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
Thanks, Drew, and thanks, Madison. You guys are brave to come on the radio.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
I'm looking forward.
To what?
To seeing her next week. I'm looking forward to getting my hair cut and going out. Madison, I'll see you next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, with the added pressure, Drew, now that she knows that you are into her and stuff, are you going to get a haircut before you go in to get your haircut so you're on point?
I mean, I can't go behind her back now, right? So, no.
I was just wondering if it's like, you know, you go to the dentist. What do you do before you go in for a teeth cleaning?
You're like super floss.
Right, okay. All right, bye, Drew and Madison.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, technical question. Do we have to help Madison find a new job now?
Oh, no. I can't tell. I don't, y'all, I don't think she was into it.
No, that was so awesome.
Okay, cool.
Awkward.
All right, cool. Because I was like, am I the only one here?
That was the greatest thing of all time, though, right?
She was at least nice about it.
Totally. Totally. Like, what?
I almost wonder if we could remix, like, and make a song, like, put an EDM beat underneath it and just have it. Totally. Totally.
But I feel bad. He's so, like, hopeless romantic. He's like, yeah, totally. I'm so coming in. We're going to hang out.
He's such a wuss. Ask her out.
I was like, when is he going to ask her out? He just wouldn't do it.
I'll make an appointment with the receptionist to come into the salon, and then we'll step outside, and hopefully nobody's smoking on the loading dock, and I'll ask you out there.
No, and grab a date.
Yeah, if you want to know what game sounds like, not that.
Jennifer in Atlanta, welcome to the show.
Poor Drew. He has no idea he was getting blown off.
He was getting blown off, right?
Oh,
1,000%.
Yes. Yeah. Totally. She when they mentioned the days, and she's like, "Oh well, yeah, I'm off those days." That's the nice way of saying, "Nah, dude, not happening."
And he was, and she was trying to help him save face on the radio, right? She was being,
she was so nice.
She was a cool chick. Like she's like, "I'm gonna protect." Okay.
Yeah.
Trey, Douglasville, what's up?
Yes. Okay, listen. last week was good. This one was great. I'm telling you, I can't. I guess I have a sick heart because this has been everything for me. First of all, kudos to Kelly for making sure to make her guess. That was everything. Thank you.
Yes.
But when, as soon as he said, oh, she always compliments me and says that I'm good looking and I should be dating, I was like, that's for tips. What is wrong with him? Like,
I know, right?
I had no idea. That was not personal, but he literally is not interested, and he did not get it. Oh, I enjoyed
Trey, or he did get it, and he was just like, because we were definitely egging him on, like, whatever.
Yeah, y'all ain't right. Okay.
Trey, you should have. We were kind of going to the side of the mic, laughing and stuff.
Trey, we weren't doing that last segment, a few minutes of radio for Drew or her. We were doing it purely for you.
Well, I appreciate you. Uh-huh. I want you to know. And this is officially my favorite segment. Like I said last week, this is everything. Like, I need y'all to keep this out all week. I kept saying, did they take it out? I told them not to take it out. And then when I heard this morning, I was like, oh, I'm going to keep my radio on. I have to hear this. This was everything.
All right.
Thank you. Keep it up.
All right. Trey, then the question that we have for you is, who do you have a crush on? Are you ready to be next week's participant?
See, I don't have problems like this. If a guy can't come to me and say, hey, I'm interested, we never going to work. It's just not going to happen.
But maybe some guy will. Maybe you've been nice to a guy and you've said things to him like, how are you? And okay, now I'm making fun.
Right, that might be as far as it went.
Uh-huh. All right, now I'm making fun of you. I'm not going to make fun of you. Thank you, Trey.
Thank you, Trey.
Thank you.
Confess your crush.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook. Search Star 94.1 Atlanta.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!